Kakadosh Boker Tov, we're just going to continue with the Halachot. It's brought down here in Siman Peitet. This is the beginning, speaks about what is the starting time for the Tefillah, but what is the ending time of Tefillah. So Maran says, Nimshach Zemanad Sofar Bashaot Shehu Shlish Hayom, which means the last time that you could pray Shachrit, he says, is until the end of the third of the day, which is after 4 hours. Vim Ta'ahu Avar V'itpalel Achar Bashaot Ad Chatzot. However, though, if a person did pray, because he made a mistake, or he transgressed, and he did pray after the 4 hours until Chatzot, he says, "Ava bishen lo schar ki tefillah bizmana." Even though he doesn't have the reward of saying tefillah bizmana, he still has the reward of schar tefillah. He still said tefillah. He didn't say tefillah bizmana. So it's a different count or different scoreboard upstairs. That in the Shemaim, it's not considered that he said schar tefillah bizmana, but rather he just did schar tefillah. Now, what is this based on? If you remember, we just learned in the Daf Yomi, the Mishnah in Kavav Amud Alef said there was a machloke between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. So this was 2 days ago, Daf, which was that until when are you allowed to say Shachrit? Whether it was because we compared it to the Tamid Shel Shachar, that there was the same machloket, whether you could say it until the end of the 4th hour or until Chatzot. So therefore, the Gemara in Kav Zayin Amud Alef yesterday said that the halacha was like Rabbi Yehuda, because we had the Mishnah, which is Mufchar, which was the ones which were chosen, which are very special because of the Mishnayot and Eduyot. And therefore, all these testimonies that were given in Masechet Eduyot, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So Licha Techila, what happens is that you're only allowed to pray the Amidah until the 4th hour into the day. Now, when we talk about hours, we're not talking about hours on your clock. You're talking about Shaot Zmaniyot, which means times on the... So now, what exactly is the Shah Zmanit? So if you remember, we did bring down a long time ago the machloke between the Magen Avraham and the Gaon Mivilna. The Magen Avraham holds that you take from where we're talking about dawn until dusk, right? You're taking from dawn in the morning until Tzete Kochavim. However, though, the Gaon Mivilna says that you take Shaot Zmaniyot from the nets, from the sunrise until sunset, until Shekiah. Now, says Rav David Yosef over here, if you realize, if you take actually the Maizmani, or you take the bulletin, in the bulletin we write down two different Zmanim for Kriyat Shema. The first Zman, right, which is going to be 9:14 a.m., and the second Zman, 9:49 a.m. However, though, when you're looking here, if you look in the Maizmanim sheet, it says that the first Zman is Magen Avraham, and the second Zman is going to be the Gaon Mivilna and the Balatanya, which they hold the same thing, which is basically that there are different Shaot Zmaniyot, and you're counting it from the Netzach Aman, you're not counting it from the Alot HaShachar. However, though, when it comes to Sof Zman Tefillah, the latest Shachrit, here, right, where we're talking about whether it's Mai Zmanim or other places as well, it only brings down the Gran Balatanya. It doesn't bring down, right, the Magen Avraham. Now, if you do go to MaiZmanim.com and you put all Zmanim, you will find it. But the question is, why aren't we actually bringing that down? Right? Why aren't we bringing down the end time? Just like by Kriyat Shema, we have two Zmanim. We have the earlier one, later one. So too by Shachrit, you have two Zmanim as well. However, though, here, the Halacha Brura brings down, Shaot elu efshar la'akel limnotan mizrichat ha'shemesh v'shekiyata. To do with Amidah, you could be lenient to count it from the Netzach Hama, from Zrichat HaShemesh until the Shekiah. V'en tzarich la'achmir milimnota me'alot ha'shachar. You don't have to be strict to count it from alot ha'shachar. Right? He says, v'machmir, right, l'itpalel, tamid b'toch arba shaot zmaniyo me'alot ha'shachar, tavo l'bracha. But if you do that, tavo l'bracha. But you don't really need to. Why not? He says here in the footnote, look above in the Biur Halacha, the Machlok Adishonim, how are you supposed to do? And there I wrote down that since it's Drabbanan, you could be lenient. Meaning, Kriyat Shema is Doraita. Since Kriyat Shema is Doraita, we bring down both opinions, and Lecha Techila, you should be Machmir like the first opinion, especially that that's the Shita of Maran, which is the Magen Avraham. However, though, to do with Tefillah, since Tefillah is Drabbanan, and especially that Zman of Tefillah is Drabbanan, because even if you're going to tell me that Tefillah, at least one Tefillah a day is Doraita, right, according to the Rambam, according to the Shito, maybe it's two, and so on and so forth, whatever, but for sure the Zman Tefillah is the Rabbanan. Since the Zman Tefillah is the Rabbanan, so therefore you could come and you could be lenient, that's why you'll see, whether it's in Maizmanim or other places, to do it the last time of Shachrit, until the 4th hour will be more lenient. We won't bring down both Shitot, even though again a Machmir, Tavo Alav Beracha, but Mitzad HaLacha, you could be lenient, and therefore you could even say the Shachrit until the end of the fourth hour, going like the lenient opinion of the Gaon Mivilna and the Baal HaTanya. Now he says here, lechatechila, a person should finish his entire Amidah within the fourth hour. It's not just enough to start it. Nevertheless, if a person did start it afterwards, as long as he started it, v'diavad, he says that it's going to be okay. Which means, lechatechila, this is based upon a Prima Gadim and others as well, lechatechila, we should actually start and finish the Amidah within this time. Just like we should start and finish Kriyat Shema before the time of the end of the Kriyat Shema. However, though, if a person didn't do that, as long as he started beforehand, since there are shitot that it's still considered okay, so the same halacha would apply here. So lechatechila, try to start and finish the Amidah before the end time of Amidah, of Sosman Shachrit. However, though, even if you don't do that, it's still going to be okay, but the avad, obviously, of what we're talking about. Then we're going to speak about Bli Neder, right? The other shita, that even though we don't paskin, like the Chachamim, that we say a Shachrit until Chatzot, what happens if a person didn't say the Shachrit until the beginning? So we are going to speak about, can you lechatechila pray until Chatzot or not? But that's actually going like Chachamim, so we'll speak about that Bezrat Hashem next time.